Hey there, Jen here,
and this is a Happy Bit. Last night I hosted a masterclass for members of the Vibrant Happy Women Club, and we were learning all about identifying our gifts, talents, and passions. Let me ask you a big question. What are you passionate about? It's a funny thing, but moms in particular tend to lose track of the things they love. We have all of these shoulds pressing on us from magazines and what to expect when you're expecting books and the happiest baby on the block books, all these books and experts and people who tell us their opinion on how we should be parents and how we should live our lives. And we kind of get stuck in this pattern of listening to all of those shoulds rather than to our own hearts. And what is the result? We get burned out. We get empty. We lose track of what we're passionate about. Oprah says, and I agree, that we have an inner GPS, our intuition, which guides us to make the decisions and do the things we need to do. Maybe it comes from a higher purpose, from the universe, from God, and we have these talents and gifts and passions that will help us identify and do the things we are born on this planet to do. I always like to say, each one of you listening has a gift that, if you don't share it with the world, will be lost to the world forever. Crazy, right? So if we spend all of our time listening to the shoulds from others outside of us, then we forget sometimes to listen to our hearts and to do those things we're passionate about, to share our gifts and talents and passions with the world. So how do we figure it out? Well, I'm going to give you 4 steps. And the first one is simply to create space to ask the question, what do I like? Second is to try everything. Try new things. Take a class. Learn how to do pottery. Learn origami. Do all the things. And all the while, listen to how you feel. What feels amazing? What feels juicy? What wakes you up? What excites you? What lights you up? That's your inner GPS saying, this, you've hit the jackpot, do this. And then as you consistently follow those feelings, journal about it so you can keep track and go back and remember all those feelings you had when you did that thing, because our busy lives can cause us to forget. And then finally, step 4 is to constantly be tweaking. What does that mean? Well, we might think we've nailed it on the head and discovered our passion. We love this thing, but life changes. Circumstances change. We change. The people around us change. And maybe we have to tweak. So it becomes this beautiful journey with no real destination, a journey of doing what we love, what feels amazing, what feels juicy, the things we're passionate about, and they can change over time. So what are those steps again? 1, create space in your life to notice how you're feeling about things. 2, try everything, do new things. 3, journal about your results. And 4, constantly tweak and start again. That is the path of identifying your passions. Essentially, I'm giving you full permission to do the things you love. Just for a few minutes here or there, if that's all you can find. And then slowly you create more and more and more space. That's how we get out of burnout. That's how we get rid of frazzled feelings. We create space for the things we're actually born to be doing. The ways we can use our gifts and talents and the things we're passionate about to make the world better. It's amazing. And that's my challenge for you this week. Do something you love. Do it frequently. Journal about it, tweak, and do it again every single day for the rest of your life. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back again next week. Until then, make it a vibrant and happy weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenriday.com.